last week, and Rabbi Dr. Lyman had a matter of the previous one. I asked him, what's the story? I asked him this question. How does a lady marry the Gadol Hador if she was in Cherem? And that was Yehuda's question about the Givin again. So he showed me, which I guess is probably I forgot about. He has a shuvah here from the Levush. I believe it's from the Levush, which we saw. I think it's part of the Shuvah's Maram Lublin, where he says that it's true there was a Cherem, but Umachlu afterwards, Umachlu Gamal Acherem Vaknas Zelazeh, Shinas Benem, Shiyachzu Vyisu Zezeh. It was a Mechila Sacher. So that's a simple answer to your question. I guess I must have read this when I was read so many things that I forgot about it. I said, where did he get this from, the Xerox? He said, there's a man named Shlomo Tal, who 20 years ago wrote a book all about all the controversial gifts, the Cleaver get and the Vina get and all the things. You get, I'd like to see this book. I didn't want to bother him too much. If you have a book, and he was back to the library. A book by Shlomo Tal, he said, Teslamit on controversial Gittin, so it would be of interest to us. Okay, but here's for you, Mechila Sacher. Okay, Rabbi, so we start the Chazar B'Sad of the Shraya of 8th Perek. The topic for today is the Sinas Aget. That's the topic. We'll try to finish it today. If not, there's always a start tomorrow. Time for tomorrow is still to be determined. Anyway, the Mishnah says in the Fayan Zainam and Aleph, Hazor and get the ishto vihi besoch hatzera besoch beis or besoch hatzera harezu migu reshes. Shame. How do you know that it works? So the Gemara says you think only if you know some biyada kamash malon a riboy of hatzera is included. Frek the Gemara, the Hele Gemara, the valdig akashet with which everything starts. Frek the Gemara hatzera mashakon seisha kona baila beinish shalolim. How does it work? What's cool? What are you saying? Catch 22. That was the person who's been written up in one of the papers recently. Heller. Right? Heller. Just passed away. A Jew, I assume? Heller? Heller is a Jewish name. I don't know. So, so we can say it's the front of the Brocha. No, Catch 22. How do you get started? You got, the Chazal have an expression for that also. What's Chazal's expression for that?
You can't get,
No. Who knows the Chazal's expression? It's a literal phrase that's found in the Mishnah. But it's been used by others in a general term. Svas b'tzvas asuya. That's in I think it's in the Mishnah of Ovis, because it may be in Ashmashis the first Friday. It's a tongue has to be made by putting something into a metal. But how do you hold on to it in the first place? You have to have a tzvas. But the tzvas is fine. How do you get started? That's an expression which you will often sometimes find in Poskim, which is similar to Catch 22. Here we have the same problem. How in the world do you have this gerush take effect? The man puts the get into his wife's chotzer. Wait a minute. Mashakon se'isha kona baila lepeira, says Rashi. So by putting the get into his wife's chotzer, but since he still has control of the chotzer, at least for Paris, so he hasn't accomplished anything. So I go around in circles. So the Gemara on Ayin Zayin and with Beis, they have to give me a number of ukimtis. Maybe he said he doesn't want any paris. Rava says, "Otu yada milo kanyale lebal." Even her own hand is kanyale lebal lemasi yadani. Ma says he must say gita viyada ban kiyachad. So the gita v'chad says this is the famous catch 22 breaker of Rava. That you have no gita viyada ban kiyachad v'chad ser ban kiyachad. Fret the Gemara gita viyada. Not the kinyan of the husband and the yad are not the same as in the chotzer. Nay, the kinyan of the ma'aseh yadel, yada gufa mi konilei. That's the Gemara's kash. So before we get to the teretz, it's an important tesis, top tesis in Amud Beis. In Tomah Chatzera, I'm not kinyan of gufa el teiri. What's the difference in yada and chatzera? They give two answers. The Shlomo came in the konui lo lepeira havik ilu konui lo gufa chotzer. What does that mean? Yo, the chotzer konelo bal karcha shalisha. Av yodeh enu konelo al karcha. Yichol yilomar eni nizon. It's veni yosu. What does that mean? Meanwhile, she didn't say it. So we set up shat based on what the matter also mech. And others say a distinction between kinyan peris and zchus peris. This is a very important yisod. Kinyan Peres is really a shorthand. What it really means is Kinyan Aguf Lepeirosa, or as the Gemara puts it in the Sefer Baba Metzia, Deke Lepeirosa. You acquire a tree with respect to its fruit. That's what's called in classical language Kinyan Peres. There's a pilpul in the Gemara Baba Kama, Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf, not the Kinyan Aguf, it's in Baba Basra, a few places, or the Kinyan Peres is the Kinyan Aguf, or not. So in actually, it's in Gittin too. As a matter of fact, this whole sugya comes up in Gittin. Again, we're not learning it right now, but if you want to just see where the expression is found, at the end of the fourth parak, the discussion in the case of Havoaz Bikurin from a field which the Baal of the Kinyan Peiris in, the whole discussion whether Kinyan Peiris is Kinyan Aguf or not Kinyan Aguf. It's on the top of Memches Amun Aleph. You say Kinyan Peiris is Kinyan Aguf or not, so in the case of Machos B'Shasha Yovel Noeg, that's where these expressions are found. Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf or Lab Kinyan Aguf. That's what's called Kinyan Aguf Liperoso. You own the guf with respect to its peres. And the truth is, says the Yosemeh, that's the normal. The normal thing has to be that way. Why? Because you cannot transfer anybody a zuchus peres. The dava shalo ba laolam doesn't work. You can only work to be makdek liperoso. So normally speaking, we only talk about a guf liperoso. What's called Kinyan Peres. Kinyan Peres is a very powerful thing. It's called the one Madam is Kinyan Aguf, and even if not, it's a pretty strong Kinyan, because you own the object with respect to the Peres which will emerge from it. It's a powerful Kinyan, very powerful. And apparently it's about that kind of a Kinyan that the Gemara is concerned when it says Masha Kansa Isha Kana Baila. Because apparently the Kinyan of a Baal in the Nechasim of his wife, the Peres also, have the status of Kinyan Peres. Has the status of Kinyan Peres, which is a stronger status, as opposed to the what was called Masi Odeha, the fact that the woman's earnings, which literally come out of her hands, belong to the husband. That's not called Kinyan Aguf Leperosa. That's only called Tzchus Peres. Why? Why is it only called Tzchus Peres? So the first kind of Tarsus is Me'alma ka'asa. What does that mean? It means Kinyan Guf Leperosa. It's all, I think almost all this is in Neir Sameach, has to have a relationship, a logical one, between the source and the result. And if you have a tree and you have a fruit which comes, fruit which grows from the tree, we can speak of a Kinyan Aguf Leperosa. But if there's no logical connection between the Guf and the Peris, it's difficult to talk about a Kinyan Aguf Leperosa. It doesn't make too much sense. Here too, the woman has hands. So if the Kodesh Baruch Hu would have made a nature that a woman has hands, and every year from the hand grows an apple, and once a year you can come on one day the Tu B'Shvat and then clip off the apple from her hands, that would be kinyan. You're dying the peros, that would be like a goof the peros. But it's not true. Women don't have apples growing from their fingers. What do? Oh, they're computer programmers. They're typing with their fingers. At the end of the week, they get a salary. But that salary doesn't literally emerge from the fingers, because it's payment for all the work they did for 40 hours in the week. They're going to get a weekly salary. But that's hard to call that. That's me'alma kasa. It's hard to call that kinyan aguf l'peirosa. That's only called the schus peiros. And the schus peiros is much weaker. The schus peiros is much weaker. It's so weak that the Tosfos seems to be saying over here that there would be no kasha, Masha Kansa Isha Kana Baila, with respect to a Zchus Peres. Because they have the Yadayim are really her Yadayim. Totally. He has no kinyan in the Yadayim themselves. Except what? If she makes money, so he gets the earnings. But the hands themselves are completely hers. If the get is given into her hands, it's considered to be a valid Nesimus Aget. And no one raised a question, Masha Kansa Isha Kana Baila, as far as the hands are concerned. That's how we read the first line of Tosfos. Me'alma Kasa is an indication. That's only a schutz peiris, not a kinyan peiris. The second parent is also an indication of the same result. What do they say? The fact that she can at any moment renege. Anything's on this many also. What does that mean? If I have a kinyan aguf peiris, you can't renege in the middle. It's mine. I have a kinyan aguf peiris also. The fact that she can renege indicates it's only a schutz peiris. Every day is a new schutz peiris. At any given day, she can say, no more, atkan. Now I'm not going to give you my earnings anymore. I'm not going to expect you to support me anymore. The fact that she can say is another indication that it's only what's called a schutz peiris, not a kinyan peiris, and there was no problem over here of concrete shakana bala. That's how we love Shad Nisar. So the big Yisod, which will come up, I'm sure, later in your career in Shas, good to know. Yosemech is not a thing in Hilos Ratzeach, Perit Beis. He goes into other details as well. Not our topic for right now. In any event, the Gemara comes over here to the conclusion, there is a Chiddush Nifla, that is a concept called Gita V'yodavah V'yecha, which is presumably unnecessary with respect to get. With respect to Shtar Shichur, it is necessary. But with respect to get, it is necessary with as far as the Chotim is concerned. Gita V'chatzera, Bo in Ki'echa. Okay? This is the Gemara, the initial sugi here, with respect to the Sinas Haget. Now we have a story. What's the story? The story is as follows. The cause of Lagita Ledvisu, Bahadi Pani Damali Shapsa. Respect Lemaisvela, we didn't have a chance to give it to her. Lemocha Takaflayam was very sick. Also the Kameh, the Rav Amalahu Zilu Amule, tell him. Likne Niala Lahudukta, the Yosef Begita. Let him transfer the place where the get is found. V'tezel ii, v'tezel v'tiftach v'tachzik bay, she should be called a bikinian chazaka. Bikinian chazaka. Bikinian chazaka. And it works. I can't teach you on the bylaw. So again, we have the idea of blanki yechad. That's how the Gemara concludes. Fine. Frek toista, aiz in the kasha. V'lo havikim otlidi gitach nega bekarka. Why isn't this a famous rule which is found, an expression found here in Afayin Chesem and Aleph? Second line after the first Mishnah there. So the Amar of it Ligita Megabakaka Lama Klum. You throw the get on the floor and she takes it, it's nothing. So here too, what happened in effect? He threw the get on the floor and the next day she took it. So why is that considered a valid gerushin? Says Tosfos, no. The Kaman to get bom be Rishusa Baal Rishusa Havik Yilu Nisa no lo. Although he didn't give her the get, he gave her the land under the get. He gave her the land under the get, as if he gave her the get. Our earth movers theory. That he, since he gave her the land under the get is there, it's as if he gave her the earth with all the land, that is on it, including the get itself. This is what Tosfos seems to be saying. So the Pligita is overcome by the principle of a get bo meshus haba lirshuso. It's as if he gave it to her. This is what Tosfos says of Teretz. Okay, everyone with me so far? Keep this Teretz in mind. It's an important Teretz. Let's go further. Let's try and go through the basic facts of the sugya, most of them, and then we'll try to analyze them. A little bit further on, the Gemara has a machlokes between Ul and Rav Oshia. It says in the Mishnah that if he gives the get to her and the he besol chatera, she's in the besol beisa, she's sitting in the middle of the house in the field, then it's good. So Ul says v'husha omedes b'tzad beisa, b'tzad chatera. That means she's there, standing there, or near it at the time of the nesina. Rav Oshia Amar Afilu Hibe Tiveria V'Chater B'Tzipori, or vice versa. What do you mean? How can that be? Well, it's as if she is near the house, although she's 100 miles away. Why? Because Chatzim Eshtameres L'Daita. What are they fighting about? These Amoroyim, says the Gemara. Marasav Chatzim Eshtam Yodis Raboi, and once Eshtam Shlichus Es Raboi. Right? Why? Because here we're assuming, as the Gemara puts it in the next line, that ki yada, my yada b'smucha, av chatzera b'smucha. So the same as your yad is near your body, so too the chatzah be near your body for it to work. Most says it's not necessarily the case. Yad is also connected to your body. The chatzah must be connected to your body. You must say no to be considered the yada suffices that it's considered mishtameres b'daita. And if it's even though you're far away, it should work. It should work. The Tosfos points out that although we passing over here, it doesn't work with respect to get we find like Ula. That's only with respect to get because it's a chov Ula. Tosfos for who? Not forget the chov Ula. When it comes to a Metzia, which is a Zchus Ula, which is far away, so it works. Okay, that's what we pass on the halacha. Good. Let's discuss one or two more dinim, and then we'll try to analyze the whole thing. There's another dinim here in the Mishnah, on daf, ayin chesem and aleph. There it says, omo lo kinti yishtachov zeh, shemitz oso meachorav korav, v'hu areyu gita, Ain't a get. Asher yom alo hey gitek. You have to make sure that he's giving it for the purpose of the get. He has to say so. But that's all. Doesn't have to take it from her and give it back a second time. Nasa biyada v'yishena miyora, she woke up. Kora, vari hu gita, it's a get. Ain't a get. Asher yom alo hey gitek. But again, that's all. Rav Shimon ben allows us to take it back and give it to her a second time. We don't pass it right. That's like Rebbe. It's enough that you just say a gita. Okay? Once again, you run into a problem of the gita magabe kaka, the pashas. The pashas. Tosfos talks about it, even Nasa. But the Gemara talks about it from the perspective of the case of Mitzahoso Me'achorov. Get is, she found it behind him. But no one has seen it whatsoever. So he wanted the oracle Chayatze Mishalfase. He moved his hips, and she's able to get in that fashion. Apparently, the move to make him really get closer to her is considered to be a proper Nesina. So is in Nesina L'Shem, even in Nesina L'Shem Shtachov, sounds like it's a valid Nesina. And yes, even in Nesina in the hands of a woman who's sleeping, seems to be a valid Nesina. That's again the simple interpretation. Simple interpretation. The Pashup Shah. A Pashup Shah. So you pass like Rebbe. Oh, so the Sugya is over here, and I in Chesam and Aleph, an interesting case. A man gave a woman a get, not in her hand, not in her actual field or chotzer. They gave it to her Eved. He gave it to her Eved. So the Gemara said, Eved is a problem. Why chotzer mahalechasi? The chotzer mahalechas lo kana. Answer the Gemara, you're right. Big kofus. He's tied up in knots. So he can't move. So the question can be raised. And what happened if he gave the get to her Eved, who is not tied up in knots, who is able to move around? So when he gave it to get to that Eved, we know it's no good. That's a fact. That's a Mefurisha Gemara. What happens if later on the woman, the wife, picks up the get herself? Should we compare it to the previous case? He gave a get to her, and she's asleep. So while it's no get at that moment, when she picks it up later, she's Megureshet. So should we say no? This case is not comparable to that case. It's a Machlokas, who and who? Machlokas between the Rashba and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, Echotzim Mahaleches. It's comparable to a case of a woman who's sleeping. And if later on she picks up a get, it's a valid get. Whereas according to Shita Sarajba, it's not necessarily comparable. He's not sure. Maybe it's not comparable. What's the difference? How do we explain the difference between one shot, between one case and the other? So here we have a Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim seems to say like this. Reb Chaim says that first the Yisod. Reb Chaim's Yisod is that there are two parts to Gerishim. A Nesina and a Kinyan. And this is the opposite of the Tzolos. The Tzolos says there's no such thing as Kinyan by a get whatsoever. No! It doesn't exist. How does he know? Two rayas. One raya that we know that a get works even by Al-Karfa. And by Al-Karfa there can be no Kinyan. And the second raya, we know that Afkhaf, the Gemara says, Kosla Surano is Kosha. And the Surano also have no Kinyan. So it must be, when it comes to a get, it's Venazim the Yada. And there's no need to have a kinyan whatsoever. That's the Shita Taktos and Avdim Elul. That's his sheet. Reb Chaim says no. Reb Chaim says if it comes to a get, but also it means two things. A Nesina and a kinyan. You need both. Get the impression Reb Chaim is typical of Reb Chaim. And there are two separate halachas. Halacha of Nesina and halacha of kinyan. And they can happen to zeh achar zeh. So here too you have an example where it was a Nesina first and a kinyan later. The Mishnah's case where he gives the get to a sleeping wife, and we said that's not a valid get because it's not mishtamel l'daita, she's asleep. So then we'd say that it's no good now, but it's good later on. That's a Mishnah. Says the Rashi, the same thing should apply if he gave it to the Eved when the Eved was a chotzer mehaleches. Right? Although he gave her the Eved is a chotzer mehaleches. That only hustles up what? The Kenyan. Chotzim Aleches. What's the Gemara's expression? Chotzim Aleches. Lo Kana. Right? Omer Vyoshev. Lo Kana. It's Mahalach. Lo Kana. So So a kinyan there isn't. There's no kinyan. However, the sina there is. That's what the Rambam says. So that's what Rav Chaim says about the Rambam. But in the sina there is. Rambam equates chotzim aleches with the case of Yeshenim. In both situations, as the sina there is and the kinyan there is not. Later on, when it gets into our hands, she's going to presumably be yad, the bagbo. So then we say that from that point on, she's megureshes. This is the view of the Rambam. Why does the Rashi disagree? It's very partial, he says, Abchaim. Because the Rambam is of the opinion, as we mentioned a minute ago, Chotzim aleches lo kona, why? It's the same idea as Eina Mishnah Meres. A chotzim walks around, cannot be guarded by the woman. However, if you look back on Tosis on that Chafala from an Aleph, the Maskel Otu, Tosis seems to say, no! The reason why Chotzim aleches lo kona is it's not Dumya di Yoda. Nothing to do with Mishnah Meres. No, it's not Dumya di Yoda. The Gemara suggested this in a different context, but we have here a case of Chotzim aleches. It's lo Dumya di Yoda. It's not like her hand. And if it's not like her hand, not only can there be no kinyan if you give it to a Chotzim aleches, but it cannot even be a Nesina. It's not Venosim bi Yoda. It's not Venosim bi Yoda. And subsequently, at a later time, when she gets to get in her hands, it's Mamash Ligitra Megabekarka. This is the opinion of the Rashba. So far, so good, Rabbi Osai. Fine. So let's begin to now analyze this whole issue of the sinas haget. We'll try to touch on as many things as we can today. And again, if not, it's always tomorrow. The Raj was referring to a case where he gave the get to a Eved Ha'ha, She'eno Kofus, called a Chotzer Mahaleches. A Chotzer Mahaleches, according to the Rambam, is a Yad, just that it's not Konan. According to the Raj, it's not a Yad at all. That's a Machlokes. And if it's a Yad, which is not Konan, we have the Mefurash Mishnah, we paskin, like Rebbe, and Avayin Ches, which is a Mishnah, that, if you give it to her when she's Yeshena, Yeshena Mishtar on the Daita, and later on you say, hey, Gita, she didn't take it back and give it back, we say that the get is a, thank you, that the get is a, is valid. You have a Nesina now and a Kenyan later. However, Chotzim HaLechas is not a Befurish Gemara anywhere. Who says what again? Haman said it's good, because he also like Rashi, Chotzim HaLechas is also considered to be a yad. The only problem is not mishkama. It's Rashi and Bava Metzia and Beftes. And the Rashi says no, because the Rashi with the chotzim aleches like Tosis not chafalim is not doing the yada. Not because it's not kohen. It's not a yad at all. Not labeled as a yad. So there's no one to see. There's no one else in the yada. That's right. This is all found in Reb Chaim Sefer on the Shikas on the Rambam. So let's analyze this before we go into the other more practical elements of the sinas together. Let's really follow up on this inyan. The same called the Imre Moshe, the Britzker Rosh Hashiva. He printed this Torah. I don't know if he quotes Reb Chaim, I think maybe he says it by himself, I don't remember anymore. But he makes an interesting diyuk in the Rambam. The two Rambams on their own, Perek Hei, Alocha Yud Zayin, and Yud Ches. Alocha Yud Zayin, the get is given into the hand of her Eved. Alocha Yud Ches, it's given into the hand of his Eved, and he's makna the Eved to her. Says the Imre Moshe, if you look in the words of the Rambam, the only time he says, Eino get acha tova liyada, implying that if it gets into her hands, that it's a good get from that moment and on, it's only the second halacha, halacha yitches, in which the get has been given into his Eved's hand, and then he's makna the Eved to the wife. Then it works. But in the case where the Eved is given, where the get is given into her Eved's hand, Ram doesn't say beferish that Eino get achitagiyaliyo. There's Eino get. So one could argue Eino get period, even if after it gets into her hands. What's the difference? So the Mevoshi suggests as follows. The difference is that in the case of Nasan get liyad avdo, the cause of loshtar matona, so then, although there can be no kinyonim at the moment that the matana takes effect, why? Because it's a chotzim aleches lo kana. But still they can apply the principle of the Sina being a valid Sina. Why? Because at that moment in time that he's putting the get into his Eved's hand and being Makna, the Eved, that Eved is totally hers. He doesn't need any payers. We saw Tosfos quotes that if a man gives his wife a present, ain't no awful payers. So therefore, at that moment in time, there could be a valid Nesina, as the Imam Moshe says. However, in the case in which the Eved belonged to her, and the Eved belongs to her, we have the principle of what? Of Baal Ochel Peiris. So in the case of Baal Ochel Peiris, that's what's called the Raman Perakeh. Halacha Yitzayin, Osna Get Biyad Avdah, and the Eved Eino Kofos, Eino Get Period. Why Eino Get Period? We don't say it was in the Sina originally into the hands of her Eved. No, it doesn't work because the Eved is not considered to be her Eved. The Eved is not considered to be her Eved. Why not? Because although it really is hers, since it's a Baal Zocha Peiris, it's not considered enough to be enough hers to be considered her Eved to fulfill the Chiyuv of the Sina. It doesn't work. Only in Halacha Yud Ches, where it's his Eved, and then he gives it to her, he's no longer Zocha Peiris, that's considered to be of Anasim B'yod. That's his Ha'or. That's the Imre Moshe Perek in I think Simon Aleph. It's somewhere around there. That's what he says. Is it true what he says? I am not convinced that it's true. It's something new. We didn't cover it in the Chazar. We didn't cover it until the Chazar. We didn't cover it the first time. I'll tell you why. I opened up the Rambam in Perek Hey Halacha Beis. Perek Halacha Beis. Here it's interesting things found in the Rambam. Hazore get the ishtol the soch hatzeira. He's giving her the get into her chatzer. Into her chatzer. So hoy so by the shabbatat chatzeira on his garsha. That's a gemara finds out in the base. Vim lav lo on his garsha. Okay, that's the implication of the gemara. A nine time of the days, blown as Garsha. Let me ask you, and what will happen if she will then slowly but surely walk to the point where she becomes the Tzad Chatzera? Should it be good or should it be no good according to the Imre Moshe? Should it be good or should it be no good? It's Chazal the case. He put together to her Chatzer, remember, in her Chatzer, what principle applies? Nu, Masha Kanta Isha Kana Baila. And I'm asking a question, according to the Imre Moshe, what should it then be in a case in which he puts it into her chatzah? So at the moment in time they put it into her chatzah, she wasn't nearby, so she wasn't the Gureshis at that point in time. Okay? But the question is, later on when she comes close to the chatzah, would it work or would it not work? Would she be the Gureshis then or would she not be the Gureshis then? What would you say, offhand, according to the Imre Moshe? Good or no good in this case? No good. Why not? Is the equivalent of what? Not nothing get beyond Avdo the Kosla Shamatana. This is the equivalent of what? Nothing get beyond Avdo. Right? Same thing. The bottom line is, if she's not Omedes Misal Chatzera, at that point in time she cannot be in the Skareshis. That's a Gemara before the Shemayim Zayit like Ulu. At that point she's not in the Skareshis. Alright? So the question is, let's bifurcate. That was the word we used. Let's split up and say, look, she's not a Migureshes, but at least there was the fulfilled union of a Nesina. The same as we say when it comes to an Eved that's not tied up, we say, again, there was a Nesina, there's just no Maisa Kinyan, so the Kinyan will come later. So Yimei Moshe came with a Chiddush Neira. So this Torah which we know from Reb Chaim is accurate, because Medayik and Lashon Rambam and Perakei Halacha is Yudzayin and Intes. It's only accurate in the case in which the Eved originally belonged to him. So then when he gives it over to her, he has no Paris, because Baal Shinosa Matonish does not a whole Paris. So we say that it was in the Sina right away, and the Kenyan later on, Shalom Yisrael, it's in the Gureshis later on. But if it's not get the Adabdah, so what do you mean he gave it was in the Sina originally? There's no Sina originally, because at the moment that he gave, he put the get there, it's It's not considered a valid Nesina even. It's not Kenyan. It's not even a Nesina, says the Rebbe Moshe. Why is it not a Nesina? Because Kansa Isha, Kana Baila. Not even a Nesina. So later on, it's no good either. Ain't no get, says the Rebbe. It doesn't say ain't no get, ad. Ain't no get, period. Well, the problem is the Perek Elah Chavayah, I stopped in the middle of a sentence. It's a trap. I stopped in the middle of a sentence. Amram says, the Perek Elah Chavayah, I'll read it again. Hazorek Elish to be so Chatzayah, or in Hoysel Medes Shem Besar Chatzayah, this Gash. Vim lav, lon is garsha, but there are four more words. What are the four more words? What is garsha? Ad shetamod b'tzad chatzera. Now, how do you interpret the word ad? That's the main question. What does it mean ad? Again, one more time. Listen carefully. Hazorek et liishto so chatzera. Im hoiso medet sham b'tzad chatzera is garsha. Vim lav. Lo nizgasha shetamo b'tzad chatzera. Translate the word ad. He's already two steps ahead of me. So the simple read of the word ad is until. In the same case as before, he put the get in the chatzer, which she was not standing next to, and she's not in the nizgareshes until she comes later to the tzad chatzera. But Chaim ready is ready. He's doing one step ahead. He says, the Imam Moshe will have to make a dochak over here and say, that a little dochak, maybe it's Chaim thought it right away, maybe it's not a big dochak, that doesn't mean until in this particular case she's going to come later to stand in the chotzer. No. Ad means until a case, not this case, a different case. A different case where she is, Ad doesn't mean chronologically, Ad means conceptually or case-wise. Ad, a different case where she's omed b'tzad chatzera, not time or future tense. Omed is really present tense at the moment of the Nesina. Not so good. Starts with Omedes, moves to Talmud. But the Chaim Rosh will have to give you a shot. I'm glad that Chaim said it, not me, because I think you throw me out the window here. But Chaim said it. Yeah?
That's obvious. And why did
I not say that? Because he, in effect, said it before.
Yeah.
That's redundant. It's another problem. But Chaim said it. I'm very happy that he said it. I'm so, you can't imagine how happy you made me. I was about to say that, turns away from it to show me a sour face. But since you said it first, I feel much better. I guess that's how the Chaim Rosh have to learn. I don't know other way how he's going to get out of this problem. And if we don't like the Rebbe Moshe so much anymore, we have this Rambam Halacha Beis, what are we going to do with this diyuk, Yudzayin and Yudches? He made a good diyuk, I can't say no. Perhaps we can say, Rambam Halacha Yudzayin is Eino Get, period. He's Somach Al Adabasre. When Halacha Yudches, it's a very similar case, it's Eino Get, Achita Gil Yoda, so you have to understand that the Halacha Yudzayin is also Eino Get, Achita Gil Yoda. So Bronx cheer. Maybe. I mean, how else are we going to get out? I don't see a way out of it to resolve these two Rambams otherwise. That's just the aura that you didn't make the first time around. We hadn't paid as much attention to Perek Elah Bay. So that's my mistake when we wrote it the first time around. Everyone, so far with me. Rabbi, so far so good. Yeah?
In this case,
Zorak Elah Sol Chatzei Roh. Right? So we say that if she's standing there, it works. It's Gita v'chatzera b'am kiyachad. And if not, it doesn't work. Ad shetamod b'tzad chatzera.
Right,
but in Pashas, in this case, he's eating the payas. That's the Magad Mishnah is Beferish. The Magad Mishnah, not Rambam, says, Halacha Beis, the Gemara starts off by saying, a whole funny case, Eimel Rishus b'feirosea, Din Dvorin. No, but the Maskana is, Gita v'yachatzer bonk yachad v'lezeh sosem habenu. So pashtus, again, the pashtus would be, but that means the original Nesina is a good Nesina. Why? Because even though he's eating the Paris, it doesn't matter. It's still considered to be a valid Nesina. That's again the pashtus. We'll come back at the very end of this discussion to another possibility. Alright, so far so good. Everyone with me so far? Yeah? It's important they keep a halt cup, as they say, to these cases. I'm trying to start it off a little bit slowly, not to lose everybody in the first minute. All right. Now I have another case, Rav Elsa. The case which we spoke about enough, Ayin Zayin on the base. He gave the get into her chaser, and she wasn't standing near the chaser. She simply wasn't there. She wasn't there. What's it in? We saw the Rambam. Ainam Gurash Achita Tama the Sal Khatseva. Pashpa means that later on she goes to the Khatseva. It would be a valid get. That's the Pashup Shat in the Rambam. That's the Pashup Shat. Oh, so no, the Gemara Moshe is right. That after all, that the Moshe Kash over here, Mashakon for Isha Kana Baila, which indicates that the Zachilas Peir is not considered to be a Nesina. So we answered, no! That's not what the Gemara meant over here in Ayin Zayin and Aleph, Mashakon for Isha Kana Baila. It's not considered to be a valid Nesina whatsoever. No, it is a Yodah. It is Yodah. The Moshe Kash is different. The Catch 22 is different. The Catch 22 is there can be no Kenyan, not no Nesina. The Nesina was. There's no Kenyan. There's no Kenyan. So over here in our situation, when the get ultimately reaches her hand, so Konsa, right? Konsa, that moment in time, so we can apply the principle of Gita v'chatzera bo'an ki'echad. Similarly, if she goes and moves next to chatzera, we say she acquires the get in the chatzer, l'peirosa, at exactly the same time. So we're saying now, Agita v'chatzer bon kiyachad. The question which forced us to accept this concept, namely, Masha Kansas on the Baal is about the Kenyan is concerned, and if about the Teretz, Masha Kansas of Achule, as far as the Kenyan is concerned, is against, of course, the Tzos and Avnei Malur. He said that it makes no sense to say bon kiyachad and Hichel's Kenyan. Only to Hichel's Nesina, as one of his proofs that the get doesn't acquire a Kenyan, only acquires Nesina, but again, the Rambam seems to disagree, as the Chaim already said. So we have to understand Gita v'chatzer bon kiyachad, just like a Kenyan, now with respect to the Nesina proper. Fine. Good. Now, what happens in the following case? The Rambam's case is Tamil Lutzat Chatzera. What about a somewhat different case? We'll come back to that in a moment, a few moments of Rambam's case. Different case. A man says to his wife, he gives her a get, and in the chutzah she's not there. She's not there, she's a mile away, 10 miles, 100 miles away. She quickly goes back to the chutzah, she's not in the chutzah, she's standing where she's standing. She sells out in front of a bezdin. Tizki li chatzeri, that my chutzah required a get for me. Let it work. Tizki li chatzeri. So the Rambam says it works. The Rambam says, what are you talking about? Sligita magabe karaka. Now what happened? The moment that it was given, it didn't work. Now, later on, when she screams at Tizkul Chatzer, she'll still be a chesaron of Pigita Magabe Kaka. What are they fighting about? L'chor, they're fighting based on Reb Chaim's soul of Chotzer Malachas. Or the same fight exists over here between the Ran and the Rashba. With respect to the chesaron of Eina Omedes Mitzad Chatzer. Same exact machlokas over here. After all, the Gemara does make some kind of a comparison. According to the Rashba, when Eina Smucha, it is a Yad. Different than Chatzah Malach to be a Rashba. Malach is not a Yad at all. Here it is a Yad. It is a Yad, it's considered to be a Yad, just not, there's no Kenyan Yad. But a Yad it is. After all, the Gemara does make a comparison over here on the Afayin Zayin of the Beis between two cases. One's the case of Eina Mishnah Meres Ladaita, which we assume is of a Pashut. Has the status of Yad, just that, it's not Konan. That's the Gemara says, you can't see a Shayla, and the Mishnah Meres Adaita. So later on, there's no need for Nun Nesina, presumably because you already gave it into her hand. It's not Konan, but a Yad it is. And the Gemara does put in the same breath this idea of Chotzer, which is Enes Mukhala. That's the Sugi on the bottom of Ayin Zayin on the base. Leads to a tentative conclusion that Enes Mukhala also, we say that a Yad it is. There's no Kenyan Yad, but the actual Nesina of Venasa Biyada can be fulfilled. Can be fulfilled. This is the this is what the Rashba will hold. It can be fulfilled. It's an interesting question. How can we say? So that's the Gemara saying the Furish that is Eina Omer B'Tzad Chatzera. It's no good. Why is it no good? Because not like a Yad. We already pointed out from Tosfos that we pass it, it's no good over here with respect to get, but with respect to a Metzi, we pass it and it is good. Why? because it's a chusula, and then chatzah presumably is going to work how? Mitam what? Rabbi said, mitam what? Chatzah mitam what? Not mitam yad, which doesn't work, but chatzah mitam what? Mishim shlichus. By a get, there's no shlichus because it's a chobula. By a v'schurban betzia, it's a chusula, by the principle of shlichus. So the chatz is my shliach, the same as to say I make Rafi my shliach. Rafi is my shliach to acquire something, so the chatz is my shliach to acquire something. Derech HaDimyon. We mentioned the name of the Achronim, we'll say, wait a second. Naniach chatz mishum shlichus. But even a shliach, a human shliach, a boss of Adam, was alive and well. I said, do me a favor, acquire something for me. He still has to do a maisa kinyan. So not to say shlucha. Shlucha means now you have the capacity to do a maisa kinyan. You can't just say azoi, shlucha. So we mentioned it in the Dvar Avraham. Others say, enachinami. There has to be a kinyan yad. No question, there has to be a kinyan. There has to be a din of yad. Even if chotzim ishim shlucha os raboi, doesn't mean there's no yad. That's not kona automatically. There has to be something there. Has to be something. So the Rajva presumably is going to hold based on that in a case of Eina Smucha, as we know it works, we didn't Shlichas, and Shlichas has to be considered somehow a Maisa Kinyan Yad. So here too we'll say, even with respect to Get, which is Chol Hula, and therefore we cannot say works within Shlichas completely, to be make a Megureshis immediately, but nonetheless, the Shlichas is sufficient to create the status of a Yad, which although it's not Kona, because it's not a schusula, but at least it's considered to be a yad to the point that we can say that the venata of yada was fulfilled. This is the chiddush of the Rajva, chiddush gadol. The Rana says to the Gita Magabe Kana disagrees. There's nothing doing. Not true. Chatz and shlichus when it's a schusula, when it's a chobula, it does not work a shlichus whatsoever. It's only yad. It's only yad. And therefore, the Rana says, if it ain't over the Tzad Chatzera, at that moment in time, it was not considered to be an act of Nesina, and it's not considered to be a Yad at that moment in time, with respect to Gittin, according to the Ran, since Get is a Chovula, we don't view the Chatzera to be like a Yad at all, and therefore there's a lack of Nesina. This is Shita Saran. Good. So far, so good. This being the case, that if Abshan and the Rajah was correctly understand the Yushalmi at the Ran and the Rajah quote, that's considered to be, what's the remnant? One is in Sipori, one is in Akku, whatever the cities were. It's considered to be Yoda Richter. Say Yoda Richter, we probably repeat it. What about Abshak and the Gemara and the Babli? Here's the answer. No contradiction. Yoda Richter, it is in the very beginning. Considered an elongated, extended hand. From the very beginning. Except what? You're not calling it till later on. Good! As a bifurcation principle of Reb Chaim. And the Nesina now, and the Kinyan later. This works. The Ran says, no. It comes to a Chobel. We only give it a status of a Yad for the Maisa Nesina. That seems to be the Machlokas over here. Alright? Reb Osai. So far, so good. Now we have to approach the opinion of the Ramah. The Ramah argues, the Ramah says, that if the woman was not there at the moment the get was given, the Torah Chatzer, was not there, she's not Megureshes at that point in time. And later on, she comes and moves close to the place. She comes and moves close to that place. The Ramah says, at that point in time, she is Eina Megureshes. Eina Megureshes. It's against the Rambam. Eina Megureshes. No good. What's Pshat in Ramah? What happened to the bifurcation? We had a good Pshat, no? It was Pshat, you have the Nesina now and the Kinyan later. Why didn't Ramah like this? Well, what's why didn't he like it? No. See here, in order to understand why the Ramah didn't, make the question much worse. The precious question. The Ramah says, if the man put the get in the woman's chotzer, and she's Eino or Medes B'tadah chotzer, and then she quickly comes nearby and picks up the get and puts it in her pocket. Then she uses Megureshes. Frek the preacher, what? How can you say such a thing? If you put the get into a chatzah and she wasn't there, and she moved over, then we say the get is No good. No, right now she's standing right next to the chatzah. You have a case where you put the get in a chatzah and she wasn't there, and she walks over there and picks it up, then it is good. I would have said, if anything, the reverse. It's the preacher's kash against the Rama. So in order to understand this kash, you take a few steps backwards. A few steps back. Okay, everyone with me so far? We have here this interesting Gemara with the Torah that we saw, that if a woman has a kinyan chazaka on a chatzah, the get is a valid get. And Tosha says, the gitach, no. Kevin should get home, maybe Shusa Bala Shusa, Havikil and the son of law. That's what it says in Tosha. Of course, difficult. It's difficult. How did the chatzah transfer from him to her? What kinyan was done to have the chatzah transfer from him to her? Do what did he want to say? Beferish. What? No, God apart, Koshua Rezu, what? Chazaka. Kinyan Chazaka. Now who does Kinyan Chazaka? Noal Godar Parat. Who's doing all this? The Kona or the Makna? Who does the Ne'ila? Who does it? Who locks the door? Who breaks the fence? Closes the fence? Who does it? The Kona. So if the Kona does it, wait a second. How can you overcome the problem of the Gitra Magabe Karka? What did Tosa say? Tosa's answer is the Kema Shaget from Ereshus Abal Ereshusah. Have the son of. That would be true if he transferred the land to her. But here she's transferred the land to herself by being no good of parents. So you mentioned a possible terrorist that Tosh seems to hold from. But although it's true she is doing the no good of parents action, those actions taken by themselves are meaningless. If I walk over to your house and I decide to change the locks, I'll change the locks on the door. So now the house is mine, it's called Pinyin Chazaka. You're a thief! You're a goblin, you are. That's no kinyan. In order for the kinyan to work, you have to have the authorization of the makna in the form of three major words. Very brief word. What are they called? Lei chazeka kni. So since lei chazeka kni is required, it's absolutely required in kinyan chazaka, Tosfos is assuming that's considered bar mitzido. Coming from his angle, his end. Coming from his end, so we can apply the principle that overcomes pligitach me'agabe kak. That's what you have to say. That's what you have to say. However, it's very important and interesting and fascinating, Rashi. What did Rashi say over here? Rashi, in discussing this Gemara, throws in a curveball. What's that curveball called? Three letters? Agav. Rashi's son is talking about Agav. What is Agav? Agav is a shortcut. The Gemara's expression of Kedushin is, and say Agav and Kni. But what's the real expression? Tosfos Rashi quotes the expression. What does that mean? The chasim she'ain lem achrayis, the nikkun of the chasim she'yesh lem achrayis, the ketz shal chazak. We call that agav. You can acquire, if I sell you my house, I can agav that, I can sell you any movables in the whole wide world. You don't even need tziburish, you must. You don't even need that they will be on the, in your house. Fine. So what came into Rashi said? Why is Rashi suddenly throwing here an agav? That's the part that bothered us. What's throwing agav over here? What agav? Who agav? Where agav? We heard of agav before in the home of Git. What's agav doing here? What's it doing here? What's it doing here, the agav? More than that, the Gemara is beferish not chafala from an aleph in a somewhat similar case. What's the case over there? A man owned the chatzah, and he placed the get in the chatzah. And then he wrote a Rishtai Matana on the chatzah. So the Gemara said it's good. And the Pasha is not Mishim Agav. It's in the chatzah. Rashi didn't say a word there about Agav, nor did the Gemara. So what's the difference in the case? He put in both cases, he put the get down. Right? He put the get down. And in both cases, what happens? There is a transfer of the property from him to her. So, back in that Chafala, he transferred the property with the kinyan chotzer. Rashi says chotzer. Rashi accepts it, doesn't say a word. Over here, where the property is transferred to kinyan chazaka, suddenly Rashi starts saying, it must be agav. So how do we explain? That's some machlokes this way as well. There's a big difference between chotzer and between chotzer. No. Between shtar and chazaka. You know, pakadik with the kesef, shtar and chazaka. Speak about kesef for the moment. The shtar and chazaka are very different. Who is the primary player in shtar
And who's the primary player in Chazaka? Right? You always need two, but who's the primary player? So when it comes to Shtar, Rashi learned the primary player is the Machner. He writes the Shtar. So there's the Mechura Lecha. And he gives it to the person, he's the prime mover. So therefore it's considered to be the fact that the earth mover, who's transferring the possession of the land from him to her, is him. Because he's moving the cognizance from him to her to the kingdom of Shtar, that's the one that's Chakalif, that's considered to be a sufficient to fulfill the Venus of the Yod. Of the Rashi, not the opinion, and the distinction to Tosis. Tosis is Chazaka, he also plays an important role. Lechazek Pnim. But Rashi is that's a bit part. That's just a small role in Kinyan Chazaka. The main role in Kinyan Chazaka is played by whom? It's played by the Kohen, that's her. It's played by the Kohen, how can it work? It's vital to the chesaron of anasim biyada. True, earth movers works. That's all. If he's here, he presses the button on that little tractor there, picks up the earth and moves there with the get on top. That's gonna work. Here she's pressing the tractor. He just said, okay, hit the button. But she did it. He's a nechazek me. She's no better part. That's a bald trash. What a wild idea. He's throwing Kinyan Agav. Agav, what's Agav doing here? The answer is that Agav is an enigma. Who does the Maisa Kinyan Agav? What's the answer? It's a trick question. Who does the Maisa Kinyan Agav? Who's the answer to that question? Trick question. What's the answer? Who? What's the answer? Huh?
Well,
I phrased it in a trick form. Who does the Maisa Kinyan Agav? There is none. That's the answer. There is no Maisa Kinyan Agav. It's just words. You say the words Agav Kmi, and it goes by itself. So who says Agav Kmi? The Machne. So if the Machne says Agav Kmi, even though the actual transfer of the Chatzer is going to Kinyan Chazaka, and Kinyan Chazaka, she is more active than he is, but since, and that's why it would be no good, it would be Plegitech, but since the Agav Kmi is being used, and he says Agav Kmi, and Agav Kmi is all we have. We're not discussing who's the, relatively speaking, who did more of the Maisa. What Maisa? Where am I? There is no Maisa. It's just words. It's just words, and he says the words, so it's considered a Venasavet on his part. That's why Rashi had to insert over here the Kinyan of Agav. As opposed to Papa Aleph, where it's a Kinyan Shtar, Rashi felt no need to insert Agav, because the transfer of the property was done through his active participation, of giving him a right, and giving over the Shtar, and therefore it's Venasavet beyond. That's how we understood Shitas Rashi. So now, having said this and explained Shitas Rashi, let's go back to the Ramah. Okay, remember we had a problem with the Ramah, let's remember one more time. The Ramah is a strange view. The Ramah said that in the case in which he puts the get in a chatzar and she's not there, she's off, she's 10 miles away. If she comes near the chatzar, then she's on Menes Tel Chatzera. That is no good. Paradoxically, if she comes and just picks up the get, then it is good. How do you talk about it? It's a brief discussion. So careful reading of the Ramah yields a very interesting analysis. So this is Dorbert. Very interesting. The Ramah, as we put it last time, does not accept the bifurcation of Reb Chaim Brisker, who had Nesina and Kinyan as two separate aspects. You need a Nesina, you have a Kinyan, you can separate them completely. That's typical Brisk, everything's separate. Two dinim separate from each other, okay? That's our prime minister, Shitas HaRambam. But the Ramah, in two places, uses an expression which indicates that it's not two separate things. Who remembers what the expression is? Who remembers the expression? We put it on the board then. What's the expression? Who remembers what it is?
Nobody?
Okay. Haifa Chazara. It's called a Nesina Arichta. A long Nesina. Let me know where's you at a long Nesina? The Ramah asked Tosfos Kasha on Avayin Zayin. Gewalt. It's Tligita Megabe Karka. He asked the same Kasha Tosfos asks. Tligita Megabe Karka. And in answering this question, on Ayin Zayin of the days, the Ramah is a somewhat different phrase than we have in Altos. Altos says earth movements. He transits over the earth, good enough. But that's not what the Ramah says. This is what he says. Quote. Kevan de makne la hu duchto de anche le gita begave ishtaka de ahanoi hahi hanocho de anche le gita ba hu duchto it's in Aramaic le mikne le gita agabe de nosan biyada karinebe de nesina arichtohi. Two phrases are noteworthy. Agabe, which sounds like Kinyan Aga, for Chorot, the Pashtus, and the Sina Richtli. And he spells out that the original Hanocha, I repeat again, Da'ahani ahi Hanocha, da'anche legita ba'uduchta, the original Hanocha, the husband put it there, works in tandem with, in conjunction with, the subsequent Hakna, which he says Aga. So it's very likely, if we take the word agave literally, it's kinyan aga, not kinyan chotzer, lukutu chazaka, the Ramah is the same idea, but not two separate things, a nesina and a kinyan mitzvah that's completely separable from one another. No! It's one big nesina arichta. It starts when the man puts the get down in that particular poor shimrai, puts the get down, he's so tired, he put it down. Didn't have a chance to give it to her. Put it down. That's how it starts. And it ends how? When he transfers the b'chotzer over to her, she acquires the b'chinin chazokot, and perhaps the Ramah, in order to make it that end to be part of the sin arich, that's in mitzido, that's his being the more active role, and chazokah, she's more active, so he's changed it to b'chinin agav, the same as Rashi did. It's in the sin arich, that's a pashup shot in the Ramah. Interestingly, same man, the Ramah has the expression, the Sina Richta one more time. One more place is the Sina Richta. This is the end of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Later on, the Ramah has the same expression, the Sina Richta, in a different context. Here's the Ramah, Ayin Chesem Beis. What's the case over here? The man puts the get in his wife's hand, but he's still holding on, maybe a little bit with it directly, with a little bit Shicha B'yodo. We'll talk about that later, Mitzvah Shem. Says the Ramah the following language. El Kevan the Chimot L'Yodo Machmas Nesina the Baal of the Mot L'Yodo Ki Kopsa Yodo Boser Hochi Nesina Arichta. He again Nesina Arichta, and he adds Midi Dahava Anasam Biyada Liyashena Vineora Kora Vareu Gita. Woo! So he calls it a Nesina Arichta in that case, and he even makes a comparison to the case of when he put the get in her hands when she was asleep. That's an intervening Amr. We move from Ayin Zayin on the base, Ayin Chesam on the base, and the intervening Amr, Ayin Chesam and Aleph. That's what the Ramah has this din, which is the Mishnah, about he gave her to put the get in her hand when she was asleep. And by comparing the case of Kaf Tziyada to that case, he's saying, in effect, that's also a Nesina Arichta. Now here on Ayin Chesam and Aleph proper, we talked about this kind of a case. He says, quote, Kevin de Benesina Kamaisa lo Zachyabe, because she was asleep. Bahashta Kazachyabe, to Akati Koi Gita Biyoda, Keman de Monach le Bal Hashta Biyoda Dami. What does that mean? Well, this line really can't tell what it means, but since he already compared this din to the din on Amud Beis that he called the Benesina Richta, it's also some kind of Benesina Richta. Of course, the question becomes, wait a second. Here, he says, and he said it even on Amud Beis as well, I believe, that since originally the get was placed by him into her hand, since at the beginning he put the get into her hand, so then at the end we call it a Nesina Richta. So we have a problem on our hands. We have a problem in this discussion. Why? Because the Ramah used the exact same expression of the Sina Arichta, where he placed the get not in her hand originally, but placed the get in his field originally, the sick man. He put it down in his field. So the Rambam asks, it's also in a Sinai Richter. So make up your mind. Here, you have the Sinai Richter, even if it's not in her hand. Whereas later on, he says, Kevan, she nasa liyada meikara. So at the end we say, it's a Nisina Arichta. that's very, very difficult. Here he says, Kevan, the chimata liyada not was Nisina the Baal, there was Nisina Arichta. But here it's Nisina Arichta, even if he didn't put it into her head, he just put it into his own field. Oh. So we explain this as follows. That the Ramah holds, again, for this Nisina Arichta concept, this is the Ramah's whole theme. It's like this. If originally he placed the get in his own property, if you wish to consider the subsequent events as a Nisina Arichta, which you can, that's a Gemara here in the Fine Zion of Advais, it has to be, the later part has to be Mitzad HaBaal. He has to do it. And the Pshuto the Ramah also Mitzad HaBaal, the only thing in Agav. Let's use the word Agave, the Pshuto. However, if he placed the get in her hands, then the Ramah is a Chiddush. We can consider the subsequent events to be a Hemshech, to be a continuation, to be a Nesina Arichta, even if she takes the get. Because her taking the get is only happening because he enabled her to take the get by doing whatever he did first. So the mere taking of the get with nothing else, the mere taking of the get is how should I say, a small enough action that it can be viewed halakhically as simply a continuation of all that he did. A Nesina Arichta, and therefore it's good. So one more time. The two kinds of Nesina Arichta according to the Ramah. One is he put the get in his own property. But later on it was a Kenyan, but that Kenyan was a Kenyan which was done mitzido, Kenyan Aga. That's a Nesina Arichta, it works. Second kind of a situation. He put the get in her hand, but she wasn't Kona for whatever reason. And later on, she takes it, she holds it. He put it in her hand when she was asleep. And she woke up, here it is, she's holding it in her hand. That holding in her hand, or even picking it up, is considered to be just a continuation of what came before, and therefore the get is considered to be a valid get within the principle of the Sina Arichta. I want to tell you, just I mean in passing, even if you will insist that when the Ramah says agabe, he didn't mean aga. He didn't spell out the word aga. I gotta be telling the truth. He said agabe. I like think it means aga. But if you're gonna argue with me and say, no, it really means kinyan chotzer. He didn't say the word agab explicitly enough. It means kinyan chotzer. We can still say the same Charlie said until now. And just insist that the Ramah is of the view of Tosis that the Kenyan Chazaka is considered a Kenyan which comes primarily Mitzido, because he has to say the Leich Chazek Ukni. One could say that. I'm not saying one could say that. But there's a big difference, even if you will say this, between Tosis and the Ramah. What's that? Tosis makes no mention whatsoever of how the get got into the place where it's standing right now on Shabbos. There's many cases on Shabbos. How did it get there? I don't care how it got there, Tosis. I don't care. What's the matter how it got there? Because the earth movers, according to Tosis, it's the earth movers, that's the beginning and the end. That's it. The earth moving, that transferred the property from him to her with the Kenyan Chatzar is considered his, as if that alone, no more, but nothing before or after. That's it. That is considered the Venus and the Yada, and that's how it works. That's Shita Satosis. But the Ramah took pains to say, no, it's not enough. You have to have the original Maisin Hanukha, that the person put it down there, the sickly Baal over here. He put it down there. And then that combined with what happened subsequently, when this field is transferred from him to her, together, and only together, do we say, as in Asina Arichta. So even if the Ramah means Chazaka, which I don't think so, but if it means Agav, if he means Chazaka, it's still different significantly, fundamentally, than what Tosa seems to be saying. This being the case, I had a Deek and a Rashi. This I also didn't tell you about last time. I didn't realize it. I was looking at it again. What does Rashi say about this? Does Rashi say that
you have from the Nesinat Sabal to this place originally, or does Rashi not say? Now you look at Rashi, you open your eyes, look at Rashi Ayin Zayin on the base. How do you read Rashi? No? Find the Remez and Rashi that he took a stand on this particular point. Again, the question being, is it enough that the property was transferred from him to her, or do you have need in addition the fact that the man placed the get in that field, and then that property, and then subsequently transferred it to her? What do you say? No? No? Don't look at me, look at Rashi. Look at me, won't help. Look at Rashi. What did Rashi say? What do you say? Zogapis. No? No one say anything about Rashi? Yeah.
That he starts saying maybe it's like,
right,
it's working with
Shum
Kazaka, like Tosus, that you just need, you don't need...
Certainly, that's a Gemara. The Gemara is a Kazaka. The Gemara is a Kazaka. The question is how the Machlokas Rashi and Tosus is Kenyan Agav or Kenyan Chotem. They all agree that the thing is, that they all have the get is transferred. They all agree how the Karaka is transferred. I have a different Rashi in mind.
He says they have like,
well, that is true. That is true. That the get has to be there. That's the Gemara almost refers to the get has to be there. But there's another word which I want to focus on. It's one word. Oh! That's the word. The mochis. You guys know Aramaic. What's the mochis mean? How do you translate Aramaic? It's translated into English language. How do you say the mochis? You know Aramaic grammar. What does the machis mean? He put down. It is a verb. The subject of which is the man. It's a male verb that he put down. The machis. You know the word machis. You know the other. But the machis means he put it down. So I look at the Rashi. No, I think it's refurish. Rashi says lekane habal ledukta. The machis begita liisha that he had before Shabbos, presumably, place to get there. Let him transfer that place to the wife. Meiridik. So that Rashi is like the Ramah. The Ramah is probably like Rashi. It's the Nidaga. The two going together. Again, Tosis. Tosis never mentions the Agav. Tosis never mentioned this requirement that he has to put to get there. So, because the argument is that the Sinai Richter, which is what Ramah is the Farish, and presumably Rashi would agree, at least to some extent. And Tosis says, no, one act of earth moving. I don't care how to get there early, it's irrelevant to me. This is already very sadistic. This being the case, I wanted to answer the kasha of the Ran. The Ran has a kasha against Rashi. If Rashi is right, talking about Agav, why is it necessary for the get to be bedafka in that spot? Who needs it? The get to be in place A, he's makkah to her place B, because we know in Kinyanagli Paskin, you don't need Tziburin. You don't need that the object should be on the same land which is being transferred. That's the Ran's kasha. Now the Meluim says, well, you know, it's a good kasha, but I have a teretz. The teretz is if the get is in place A, and he's transferring place B, and place A belongs to the husband, it's what's called agida gabei, the lack of krisus. So writes the Avnei Meluim. So we had a kasha. What if it's in place C? And place C doesn't belong to the Baal. The pashas in the Gemara would also be no good. It has to be that very place. So we explained that it has to be that very place. Why? Because Rashi, like the Ramah, holds from a tzir of two things, not two separate dinim, but a nesina arifta. That's the combination of the nesina with the kinyan together. And in order to have this combination, perhaps, Rashi says a chiddush, it only works if it's the same piece of property. The same piece of property into which he put it originally. It's not a piece of property which is being transferred from him to her. That's what works. But if you had it, he put it into a different property, and he's transferring now another property from him to her, and it's not close enough to constitute this tziruf. And that's what would be no good. Even without that gita gabei, even if it's in a third person's property, would be no good. Oh. So having said all this, we finally come into the Ramah. It took a little while to get around this whole thing. What was the question against the Ramah? The Ramah held that if a man gives a get to his wife's chotzer, but the chotzer, she's not saying to the chotzer. So he says, she's not saying to the chotzer, so it's not good. And later on, she does one of two things. What does she do? One case, she stands next to the chotzer. Another case, she picks up the get. So paradoxically, the Ramah says, if she stands at the chotzer, no good. If she picks up the get, then it is good. How are you talking? The preacher's kasha. So like we said now, it's very good. The Ramah is a chiddush of the Sina Arichta. The Sina Arichta works according to the Ramah on the following basis. If, indeed, she simply picks up the get, then we say it's all one big v'nasim v'yodim. It's all one big hemshech. He put the get into her chatzer. It was her chatzer from the beginning. True, she wasn't kone. True, she wasn't kone, but it was still considered to be her chatzer, like her yad. That was the beginning of the Nesina. And at the end, although she's the active party by picking up the get, we explained before, if she does nothing more than pick up the get or hold on to the get, that can be that act, which is not as significant as some other act, can be sort of swallowed up and labeled as simply a gemar, a hemshech of a nesina arichta. But if she decides she's going to do something more sophisticated, instead of bending out to pick up the get, she's going to just stand there, right near the boundary of the chotzer, and say, okay, now it works, now I'm a medes b'sad chotzer. That's considered a separate act on her part. And that separate act, although you can argue physically she's less active, but it's considered a separate act, not part of a hemshech. It cannot be labeled as an end of a nesina arichta. It has to be viewed in separate terms. And if it's in separate terms and she did it, it's no good. It would be considered plikitach me'al gavi karka. This is shitas harama. And that's why your ramah is like Rashi, we thought. That she's acquired only by aga. Why? Because if she's kone with a kinyan, chotzer through chazaka, it's like a kinyan on her part, it's ligitur me'agave karka. Here too, if she's calling to the get by coming there and saying, I'm standing here now, and now my chotzer, I'm omedes b'tzad chatzeri, it's considered to be a separate action on her part. It's not considered the hemshech of his nesina, it's not called the nesina richta. It's ligitur. And we added, this being the case that she's coming in order to pick up the get, she has in mind not to be calling it by kinyan chotzer, because if she would, now, it's impossible physically for her to pick up the get from that chotzer without standing there at the chotzer first. But it's not her intention to be kone by the standing. She only wants to intend to kone by picking it up. The picking up is considered secondary, a small act, a secondary act, and can be considered the end of a nesina richta, and therefore it works. That's what we suggested, pshat. Yes, Yehuda.
I understand.
The Ram's question of Rashi was that let the man transfer some property in some other place to her b'kinyan chazaka, and the gets in some down the road, down a different town, shouldn't matter. So the answer we gave to that question was no. The whole idea is that we assume that Rashi holds from the Nesina Richta, which is the Ramah's phrase. Nesina Richta means you're not talking about as a Chaim had it. Two separate and distinct things, and a Nesina with a kinyan. No, it's one long big hemshech. They have to be able to be considered one continuum. That's why we just said now, if her action is too significant, it resists. It makes it impossible to view it as one continuum. So too, if it's in a different piece of land, he put the get is in land A, and he's transferring to her land B, and she wants to be called by Agav. But since it's land A and land B, you can't view it as one long continuum. There's no tzirif between the two of them. That's why I thought it was no good. Okay? Not do it like either, Gaben. Then it's not going for a third party. Yes,
Why are we looking to put the Ramah in Agav and not say, like,
the Kni is the actual investment? Well, my real source, as you recall, was the Ramah used the expression Agave, which is Kipshuto Agav. If you insist it means Chotzer, I'm willing to live with that. It can mean chotzer, but then we have to the Ramah holds, like Tosfos, that chazaka is considered a kinyan mitzido, mitzad abal, he has to lechazek a kni. But then I added, Ramah is not the same as Tosfos, because Tosfos doesn't say anything about the man putting the get there. Tosfos learns earth movers, that's enough, but the Ramah
still say lechazek a kni,
Yes, we could. I was basing on the word agape. Now, the Beis Yosef says that the Rajba and the Ran argue on the Ramah. That's what he says. That the Rajba and the Ran argue on the Ramah. What's the case of the Ramah, where it was put into her field and she wasn't there, and subsequently she moved over and stood near the field. The Ramah said it's no good. The Ran and the Rajba said, what Ran? So the Ran, the Beis Yosef says, is a Ran here on the Mishnah. The Ran is a Daf Mem and Daf Meharif. The Ran says toward the end, "Vodin shen esano lo l'shem pikadon, oshen esano b'chatzera l'shem gerishin, v'achakach amala higite v'omeres b'tzad chatzera." Omeres means later. If she was omeres b'tzad chatzera earlier, she was already divorced in the very beginning. It means later on she came to the tzad chatzera. Misgareshes kevin shemiyad abal bal yada o. Lachatzera. So the Ran seemed to say that in this kind of a case, it would be good. The Rajba said, and the Rama said it's no good. What about the Rajba? The Rajba is not referring to a case. Rajba said nothing about this case, to my knowledge. The Rajba referred to a different case. Where she says, Tizkelichatzeri. She could be far away. But she said, Tizkelichatzeri. So the Rajba said it's good. The Ran said it's no good. What are they fighting about? So perhaps we mentioned this before already a little bit. That they're fighting about a case of chata she'enof smuchala. What kind of them is it have? According to the Rashi, it's considered to be a yad, which is not kona. According to the Ran, it's a chobula, not called a yad at all. So presumably the Beis Yosef who says that the Rashi argues on the Ramah is working with the following assumption. That's haba hatalia. Why? She did something more significant than just picking up the get. In the Ramah's case, she stood near the chatzer, and in the Rajba's case, she screamed out, "Tiskali chatzeri." Both actions, one's really just words, are significant enough that they're considered on their own terms. They're not viewed as merely a hemshich of what the husband is doing. Right? To use modern terminology, which I don't want to get involved in right now, the woman is flexing a muscle. You know, feminist. She is doing her own thing. She's saying, Tikni li chatzeri, she's moving over with great assertiveness to the tzad ha-chatzer. That we say is a separate action and cannot be viewed as a conclusion of what the husband did. It's simply at the end of an Asina Arichta. As opposed to which just picks up the gap. That's called an Asina Arichta. That's what the Rabbi Yosef understood from here, that the Rashba argues on the Ramah, although they're discussing somewhat different cases. Now, there's a Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel in Simon Kuf Lamed Tes, Sivkot Chav Tes, told with the following case, which we haven't had yet. The get is given into the hands of an Eved who is an Eino Kofus. That part we had in the Gemara. Eino Kofus. And now, later on, lo and behold, the Eved is Kofus. Now the Eved is tied up. What's the din? So the Beis Shmuel, he thinks like this. According to the Ramah, it's probably no good. According to the Rashba and the Ran, thinks it is good. Now, but the Ramah will hold it's no good. It's not a surprise to us, right? So we are understanding the Ramah should hold it's no good. As we said before, the Ramah would say it's no good because you need a Maisa other than simple Natilas to get in the pot. What's the Maisa? Tying up his hands and feet. I guess his hands and feet. I guess tying his feet. He tied his feet, the other can't walk, and another chatzim aleches. That's a separate action. That separate action is considered to be a problem according to the Ramah. Now, he doesn't say who tied up his feet. He's not said the fairies who tied his feet. Did he tie the other's feet? Did she tie the other's feet?
It was a ball, then it'll be good.
Maybe it would be the Baal would be good. Now, it's also unclear whose Eved is it. Whose Eved is it? Whose Eved are you talking about in the case of the Beit Shmuel? He doesn't say explicitly whose Eved it is. Yes?
Perhaps you're right. Whose Eved is it?
It doesn't say. The Torah's Gittin says it's her Eved. I have to say, were not his Dvarav HaKadoshim, I would have said it's his Eved. Why would I say it? Because the Beis Shmuel in Sifkot Chof Tes, which goes on Sif Yud Ches, I think it's Yud Ches, in the Shulchan Aruch, and that is the case of Avdo, as opposed to the case of Avdo, which is the previous Sif in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Kuf Lama Tes. Well, it's not 100%, but the Beit Torah's Gittin says it's talking about a case where it's her Eved. Oh. So why, according to the Rashba, would it be good to take the Torah's Gittin? It's the Gittin of the Karka. That's what's bothered the Torah's Gittin, and that's Sif. And Simon Kuf Lamites, Sif Yud Ches, Gevalt, the Gittin of the Karka. That's what he answers. He says like this. Kevan the Kodem Ageter Nefshava Eved Kishel Baal. Why? The Masha Khan Sisha Khan of Baalat. And that proves that it's talking about her Eved. If it's his, you don't say Khanish Khan Shiva Khalabilan. Ukshanasan Laha Eved Im Aget Nasiha Eved Shalo Isha Digita Vachatseira Boin Kiechot Shub Lahavi Digita Magabe Karka Kevan Aget Bomir Shu Solar Shu Sa. And it calls Tosis, which we had before. So what's the Torah's Gittin saying over here? Once again, Hatligitach Megabe Karka is not something which overcomes the Nesina problem, as his contemporary and often disputant, the Avnei Meluim, says, that it's only with respect to the Nesina. No, he's working with an assumption that's referring to the Kinyan. And when do we say apply the principle of Boyin Kiyechad? At the later time, at the moment that the feet of the Eved are tied up, at that moment in time, for the principle of Gita Vachatzera Boyin Kiyechad. It's a little bit strange, because in the classical case, he's putting it down at the Ruach Chatzim. He does the action, oh! So the main action is the giving of the get, and we say, okay, Gita Vachatzera Boyin Kiyechad. In this case, so this is Mudnam. The get's been there for Eved's hands for a while already, but he's been moving around. Now, let's assume it's her Eved, she's in charge. So she ties up the feet of the Eved. So by tying up the feet of the Eved, so it becomes Mishtameres Ledaita, right? And excuse me, Eina Mahaleches, right? Eina Mahaleches. So it's Eina Mahaleches. Now we say, Gita V'chatzera Bon Kiyechot. That's powerful enough to overcome the problem of the Gita Megabe Karka. It's an extension. It's not the simple pshat as we had until now. It's what the Torah's Gita says. I'm going to cut this short because I want to talk about an hour ago and I never got to. And I must talk about it now because otherwise I'm going to run out of time. And that is another Torah's Gittin. But the Torah's Gittin says that the issue of Nasan Biyadas, we haven't discussed that at all today, which we should have been discussing at the very beginning, it requires an Asina Liyada Isha, and you have to be called a Bikinyan Yad or Kinyan Hagbah, which he says is like a Kinyan Yad. The Nosan Liyad Liyad is Kinyan Hagbor. And the Torah's Gittin says, you have to say that this works, that Hagbor works, because if you were relying only on Kinyan Yad, you'd have to fold up the get so small that the whole get should have to be in her hand. And this is unheard of, says the Torah's Gittin. Whoever heard of the crazy Chumrah, to fold the get so small should have to be totally in her hand, it's unheard of. Unheard of. It's a Pesach Shiva. Unheard of. So before Shiramah, the Ramah says, should fall off the get, so it should be pashtus, totally in her hand. So what the Ramah say, if you have Pesach Shiva in effect? He said, you have to be Nosan B'yodo, has to be Kinyan Yad, and Kinyan Yad does not extend to something which is only halfway in her hand. It's like a chot has to be totally in her hand, and then it has to be folded up very small. So you already pointed out one technical matter.
that the Torah is given himself in his Nesivus, in Choshen Mishpat, says if something is in my hand and it extends up, look here, it extends up directly over my cupped hand, and it goes above the boundary, that's considered to be mamish totally in my hand, because aver chotzer kechotzer. So that would be good. So we suggest maybe the Torah is given to Frey, it extends out this way. It extends sideways. It goes beyond, the horizontally, beyond the limit of my cupped hands. That would be a problem according to him, and if his hakbal would work. Now, indeed, is there really a problem? Does this problem exist? So Rabbi Akiva says, of course it exists. It's a mefurash of Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the get is not valid until the entire get comes into her hand. Mefurash of Yerushalmi. The whole get has to come into her hand. Nope, the whole get. So you see that this is a very serious issue. And he's wondering, how come people aren't makbid on it? So we suggested, well, maybe they really are makbid on it. They make sure the get is directly above her cupped hands. And directly above her cupped hands, that's considered to be in her hands. Aver chotzer kechotzer. That's what we assume. We pointed out that the Aruch HaShulchan screams and yells against this, the Kivegas, of Chas V'Shalom, the Emotzi Lav HaGifin L'Rishonim. It's not true. And the Yushalmi's expression of Kol HaGet is Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka, it's a great term. We use Lav Dafka once in a while, but it's not so gewaldig to say Lav Dafka. We pointed out that the Yerushalmi is actually referring to a case of the back in the second paragraph, I think the Yerushalmi is, where the get is on a kerenshel pora, it's written on the horn of an animal, and the whole animal is being transferred from him to her. And how do you transfer? What we call the mesira, according to one way. You hand over the reins. You hand over the reins. So, I think it's the Ridvaz, not the Radvaz, the Ridvaz, who was wrote a parish in Yerushalmi called the Tosfos HaRid, which was printed in Chicago 100 years ago. So he says he's referring to a case where the reins are not handed over from him to her completely. He's holding onto the reins, and she's holding onto the reins at the same time. That's what's no good. That's agida gaber. It'll be good in other kinyanim. When it comes to get, it's agida gaber. That's the chesaron according to the Ridvaz. Personally, we don't want to argue with the Ridvaz too much, but perhaps we thought that maybe even in shocking them, it's no good. Handing over the reins means handing over the reins and letting go. You'll talk about people who are, the expression in America, I hand over the reins to somebody, he's taking over from me in a certain position. If I don't let go, it's bad news, so the fight starts. I don't let go. You have to let go and hand over the reins. So it could be, but we suggested, even if you do let go, it may still be a problem. Why? Because in this particular case, it's much worse than giving the get into her hand. Here the get's in the horn of the cow, and you're not giving the cow into her hand at all. You're just holding on to an auxiliary string that's holding on to the that's attached, if you will, to the cow. That's why it's a chesaron. That's what the Yerushalmi says. It's not the right thing to do to have such a get given in this fashion. That's why it's a problem potentially. But if you give the get into her hand and something sticks out, perhaps it's no problem whatsoever. One more to this for half a minute. We'll see this tomorrow. I did not finish the topic completely. The Yerushalmi is quoted in Tosfos Zayin Chesem Beis. So Kubi Yerushalmi is just saying that in order to be work for it, to work the Chatzchila, the Yerushalmi wants to go actually into her hand, proper. The Chatzir is not even good, the Chatzchila. So for that you need Kula B'yodah. But the Iker Adin, as long as it's in your hands, it would be, in her hands, it would be good enough. I don't want to go late, I'm out of time. Tomorrow we'll have to say Shir, try to finish up briefly, I hope, Sugya Basina, and just to cover all the other Rinyanim as well. And then tomorrow, in the morning, you try to make up Tzmanim for the Bechinas. Anyone take the Bechinas tomorrow? Raise your hand now if you do. That's it? Only a small number of people.